Have you ever wondered why some people seem to have a natural healing touch? Why certain environments energize you, while others leave you drained? The answers lie in the invisible realm of subtle energy, a dimension that surrounds and permeates our physical bodies, connecting us to everything in the universe. This isn't just New Age philosophy. Subtle energy medicine has gained significant scientific validation in recent decades. Research at institutions like UCLA has demonstrated measurable electromagnetic outputs from the human body during healing sessions. The distinction that sets subtle energy healing apart from conventional approaches is its fundamental premise. Healing differs profoundly from curing. While curing focuses on eliminating symptoms, healing embraces a person's inherent wholeness despite physical conditions. When I work with clients suffering from chronic pain, I don't just aim to make symptoms disappear. I help them recognize the wholeness that already exists within them. Einstein's discoveries shattered the Newtonian view that we are isolated beings, revealing instead that we exist as interconnected energy fields. Energy is simply information that moves. Our thoughts, desires, and atomic vibrations communicate to a larger stage, while the world around us creates change within us. The human energy system consists of three primary components: fields, expansive energy layers surrounding our bodies; channels, pathways through which energy flows; and centers, processing stations where energy transforms. Two types of energy exist within this system: sensory energy that moves slower than light and follows Newtonian laws, and subtle energy that exceeds light speed and follows quantum physics principles. You can experience this energy yourself through simple exercises. Try placing your palms facing each other about an inch apart after rubbing them together. Feel the tingling, magnetic sensation between them? That's subtle energy, real, palpable, and responsive to your intention. Meridians, discovered over 5,000 years ago, form the body's energetic infrastructure by channeling qi, life energy, throughout our system. This concept birthed traditional Chinese medicine, a holistic approach addressing root causes rather than symptoms. 12 major meridians and several secondary vessels govern specific bodily functions and organs. The heart meridian, for example, governs blood, pulse, mind, and spirit, with disruptions causing heart pain and insomnia. Scientific theories suggest meridians may function as part of the body's mechanical framework, electrical circuits, holographic representations, or pathways within liquid crystalline structures. Qi moves through each meridian for 2 hours during a 24-hour cycle, informing treatment timing. Chakras are spinning energy centers that manage flow related to all aspects of our lives. Operating at higher frequencies than physical organs, they negotiate physical and subtle energies while storing information. Dr. Valerie Hunt's UCLA research helped validate their existence by measuring electromagnetic radiation from chakra sites, correlating different consciousness levels with specific frequencies. Hindu philosophy identifies 7 primary chakras along the spine: root, security; sacral, creativity; solar plexus, power; heart, relationships; throat, communication; third eye, perception; and crown, spirituality. Chakra development follows a pattern throughout life, with higher chakras developing in 7-year spans after age 21, offering ongoing healing opportunities regardless of age. Subtle energy healers require 3 essential qualities: strong ethics, refined intuition, and clear energetic boundaries. Intention, the projection of awareness toward a desired outcome, creates healing resonance through interacting energy fields. True intention requires commitment across all levels: emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual. The 4 main types of intuition are physically kinesthetic, feeling gifts, where your body detects others' conditions; spiritually kinesthetic, spiritual gifts, for sensing a person's nature; verbal, hearing gifts, receiving messages as tones or words; and visual, seeing gifts, involving inner and outer sight. Energetic boundaries function as invisible gates that selectively allow beneficial energies while blocking harmful ones. When violated, boundaries can become rigid, weak, and permeable, or develop holes. Hands-on healing utilizes the natural energy generated by rubbing hands together, amplified by intention to transmit healing energies. Healing touch practitioners use their hands in a heart-centered way to support healing. For headache treatment, center yourself, obtain consent, assess the discomfort area, use circular hand movements, hold still until feeling a shift, ground the client, and get feedback. In traditional Chinese medicine, each finger corresponds to an element: thumb, earth, index, metal, fire, ring, and little, water, connections that help address specific healing issues. All healing traditions, from Western medicine to shamanism, are fundamentally based on elements with which we are inextricably connected. 10 elements form the foundation of indigenous healing practices. Water transmits psychic energies, cleanses; fire eliminates, builds energy; earth solidifies, protects; air transmits ideas; metal protects; wood adds buoyancy; stone strengthens; ether holds spiritual truths; light carries intelligence about power; and star forms physical matter from spiritual truths. Essential oils are living substances with energy fields that can enhance our vibratory rate. Key healing oils include angelica for spiritual connection, bergamot for clearing heaviness, and rose for compassion. Gemstones, used since ancient times, contain crystalline structures with frequencies that affect nearby energy fields. Acupressure activates the body's self-healing by applying pressure to specific meridian points. Of nearly 500 acupoints, 10 are considered most vital, including stomach 36, builds digestive energy, and large intestine 4, alleviates pain. Acupressure activates the body's self-healing mechanisms through finger pressure on specific meridian points. Of nearly 500 acupoints, 10 are most essential, including stomach 36 for digestion and large intestine 4 for pain relief. Hands-on healing uses natural energy generated by rubbing hands together, enhanced by intentional transmission of positive emotions. Healing touch practitioners use their hands with heart-centered awareness to support healing. Breath connects us to life and serves as a powerful tool for energy practitioners. The circle breath opens chakras and alleviates anxiety and trauma. In healing work, practitioners provide the vessel while healing flows through something greater than themselves. Connecting with our primary self, linked to the divine creative source, accesses our deepest healing potential. For headache treatment, center yourself, get client consent, assess intuitively, use circular hand movements over the painful area, apply still hands until feeling a shift, ground your client, and gather feedback. Our health is significantly influenced by our subtle surroundings as we interact with environmental energy. Human-made electromagnetic fields create electropollution that can worsen illnesses and increase stress. To reduce electromagnetic radiation exposure, unplug unused appliances, eat organic foods to strengthen immunity, walk barefoot to ground yourself, keep electronics out of bedrooms, and regularly clear your auric field. Feng Shui balances spatial energy through clearing clutter that causes stagnation, improving natural light, enhancing air quality with purifying plants, and arranging furniture for prosperity with clear views of doors. The world of subtle energy forms the foundation of our physical experience. By learning to perceive and work with these invisible forces, we restore wholeness to our lives. Whether you're a healthcare professional or someone seeking deeper understanding of well-being, conscious awareness is your most powerful healing tool. Begin by noticing the energy around you, within you, and between you and others. This awareness is the first step toward becoming an agent of healing.